Blog Talk Radio.
Just who we are,
And because of our lack of faith, this is why we, as the Bible says, we slumber and we sleep, because we don't live in the true being of who we are. And it's time for us to come to the knowledge, come to know that we are just who God said he is. And Sister Jane was asking a question. I heard it, and I was saying to myself, it's so funny that she would say that, because I was going to try and hit on that subject a little bit today, with regards to how we have fallen prey to these slick-talking, fine-dressing, good-sounding people that seems to have this direct communication with God, and their connection is so great that it supersedes our connection. And so we stop listening to God and start listening to them, even though the word tells us that not to put your trust in man. And throughout all of our podcasts, one of the things that I'm always trying to get us to understand is you don't have to believe anything whatsoever that I'm saying to you. But all I ask is that you take this to God, God within you, and allow him to speak to you. And when he speaks, because he's speaking, all you have to do is listen. And your soul and your spirit will let you know when someone is speaking truth and when someone is just jibber-jabbing. And I have to say it, and I don't mean any harm, because some of them, I think they mean well. But that's what they're doing. They're jibber-jabbering you so that they can get the one thing that you have that they want. And I think we all know what that is. And it's not your soul. It is money. Your money. It is
your money?
Your money.
What is, oh, okay.
That's what it is. It is your money. Because, I mean, we think about the 10% tithing, how they've screwed that all up to benefit them. Why would God give you 10%, give you money and tell you, okay, God is not the government. He going to take taxes out on you. That's what the government does. But we've labeled God with that. If you don't give your 10%, then God is not going to bless you. That's just their way of scaring you into giving you their money. Your money, whatever money that you have, that is for you to do as you please. As you become more aware of the godliness in you, you will use that money to help other people. And there is nothing wrong with giving to the church if you so choose to, but it is not a requirement. It is not a requirement.
I would say if it was a requirement for the 10%, I would ask God, instead of giving me 100, just give me 90, you know, and we'd just be even.
Just like the government does, right? They take theirs right off the top, right?
take your cut off the top, because watch it. My heart is good, but when you give me all that money, if you ain't got your cut off the top, I'm gonna have to, you know, give you half. God don't give it to you to give it back to him. I don't see that.
Why would God have you give it back to him when he don't need your money? If he gave it to you in the first place, why does he need it? And who's seen God walk in the store and buy something that he needs money? The song that we just listened to said, it is God's will that he supply all of your needs. So if he is supplying all of your needs and you need money, why? What sense does that make that he's taking it back from you? And if he wanted you to get, just as you jokingly said, but if he wanted to give you, if he was giving you money to supply your needs, why would he include his into what he was giving you to tell you to give him his back. I mean, we've gotta wake up and just start seeing what it is that they're pushing before us. And I know that we've been taught certain things for such a long time, but there are a lot of things that we've been taught for a long time that we now come to understand just isn't so.
So I thought that tithing was a law.
A what?
A law.
I thought that tithing should be a law because you're supporting your own mankind. There has to be some kind of support if you can afford that, and 10% should be.
Well, the tithing is not a law. What the tithing is, it's God loves a cheerful giver. So what I mean by that is that if you see someone in need, the God in you should want to help that person. That's tithing. It is not a requirement that you give 10%. Suppose you had more than 10% that you wanted to give. God puts restriction on it if you have less. Go ahead.
I still thought that, okay, so your church, for example, or I know that I believe the same that you do about the Bible. It's a big storybook with a lot of experiences. But what I do believe is that there's some truth, very subtle truth in tithing to your church. Your church is your family, your church is your community, or whoever you're supporting or supports you. And mm-hmm. I guess that's what I always believed what it meant.
Okay, well, with regards to that, I understand where you're coming from. And if you choose, because like you said, it's a family and you want to help take care of the family, then you should do so. But it is not a requirement for God, because from God, it isn't even a requirement that you go to this church. This is something that we set up. So now because we've set it up, and we know that the light bills and this and that have to be paid, then it's okay to give. I'm not saying it's not okay. It's okay to give, but don't use it as if God demands it from you. Because anything that God would want from you, you would do it naturally. But they have
definitely abused.
Uh-huh. Yes, because it's because if you don't tithe X amount, then what happens is I can't get fuel for my jet, or I can't get my Cadillac, or I can't get the big home on the hill if you stop tithing. The brother spoke about it with parts of the Jewish community. When you join certain synagogues, they do just like the government. They automatically take their 10% out. They've got it deducted out of your paycheck somehow, some way. There are certain mega churches that when you join, you got to bring in your W-2 form so that they know just how much you're supposed to give them. That's not of
mm-hmm.
God. God wants right. this from your heart. Anything that you do for God, it should be from the heart. Anything that you're doing with some kind of ulterior motive to it, it's not of God. And that's what they've
done. It can't be because of the heartache that, for example, the Catholic religion, for a couple that I knew, to get an annulment was going to cost them, you know, over $1,000. Because of the investigation. I mean, how ridiculous. God never meant that.
God didn't mean any of it. It's all a money game. It's a money game. If two people decide that they can no longer live together and they're able to depart in peace and in love, why do we need an investigation? Why do we need for someone else to approve it? And just think about it, if we're just dealing with the Catholic Church at this particular time, and this goes for all religions, you've got to go to a priest for the priest to okay it. And this is the same priest 2 years later, come to find out, he's been taking little boys in the back room. He's been doing all kinds of things to the little boys growing up. But he's going to be the official to decide whether or not I can leave a person that we have gone or we have grown apart. And it does happen. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's all about love and how it's done. But
the Catholic religion is by far, you know, the most confusing, and because the money factor is so huge, but yet look at the suffering, and yet the abuse, just that priests got to drink, and my priest, I was raised Catholic, they were always at the lunchroom, you know, they were drunk, so they weren't thinking straight anyway, and young boys from big Catholic families was the thing.
So if your priest can drink and get drunk, where is the quote-unquote godliness in that person? And I'm
right.
Alcohol. I'm not telling anybody what to do and what not to do, but alcohol kills. And because alcohol kills, it is not what God would have for us to do. And to be honestly truthful with you, that applies to cigarettes as well.
Ooh, thank you. Thank you, messenger. Thank you.
Ham hocks as well.
Well, ham hocks.
Hog moss.
Wait a minute.
Chitlins.
But we missed an important
thing. You went too far.
But we're missing an important part to that. Any and everything is no good for you if you do it out of gluttonous. But everything done in decent and in order is okay. If you were to have a drink once a week, per se, that's not going to harm you as if someone that's drinking every day.
Right.
You eat a piece of hog maw that one time, it's not going to kill you. But if you sit down and you eat it every day, yes, it's going to kill you.
But if, like, what about if you only come from Ohio to New Jersey like every 9 months to re-up? That's okay, right, Brother Messenger?
That's fine, my brother. And don't you dare
stop.
Yes, that's
fine.
Hypothetically speaking?
No, not hypothetically speaking. That was one right there.
That was for real, though, right?
Yeah, I love my pork, man.
And we've got to understand, even with the pork's going to give you that high blood pressure. So you've got to be able to do it in moderation so that it does not cause that body the harm.
Right. Moderation is good, yeah. Because there's medications that are out there. They're good for one thing, and they're harmful in another way. So it's the same analogy when it comes to different foods. There's medications that are very harmful. Some people are allergic to medication. However, they don't know it until they take it.
And medication, because of the fact that at that precise moment, we really feel that we need it. But anything that the body is suffering from, there is a natural herb that can cure it. We just choose not to do it because we want a quick fix, or we've already put our trust in the doctors, whereas we lose sight of stuff. And we have to realize that not all doctors really care about you. A lot of doctors just care about those extra benefits from selling these different drugs. And so just because a guy got a white robe and got a DR, MD behind his name or in front of his name does not mean, okay, whatever he gives you, this is what you need to take. Now, you got to let the spirit guide you on it, but you've got to be mindful of this. And we've got the intelligence and the wisdom. We just choose not to use it because we would rather have other people just think and do for us. This is why we are so mesmerized by the preacher. I ain't got to worry about talking to God. I'll just let him talk and tell me instead of us talking ourselves. We've got people that will go to the doctor, and the doctor could give them 200 milligrams of opium for a toothache, and they take it because the doctor gave it to them. The doctors give you medicine for your back when your knee hurting. And not all doctors. I'm just saying that these are the things, but we just blindly follow behind certain people for no real good reason but our laziness and doing what is best for ourselves. The best medicine.
It's a money game.
Well,
it's
a money for the doctors. Yes, it is.
Yeah, for them. Yeah.
But because we've been accustomed to believe that they know, and I'm not saying that they don't know certain things, and there are a lot of doctors out there that as a last resort, they want to give you medicine. But then there are some doctors that that's all they want to do is pump you up with medicine. When sometime all you got to do is drink some water. But they give you all kind of other stuff, and I'm being really simplistic about it. But you know what I mean? They just give you all kind of stuff when they don't need to do that. And we don't need to take it. But because we're so lazy or so trustworthy and other people, even though our senses tell us otherwise, the best healing medicine for this body of ours is sleep.
It's like we blindly follow. Again, we've been taught to believe and understand that doctor knows best. And again, sometimes we question, most times we don't. And we follow that, just like we've been taught to believe that
that's
a
right.
preacher or a priest is closer to God than we are. And
that's
if you
right.
stop and think about it, you got to ask yourself, and especially when you know your preacher might not be living the way he think he should be living. So, I mean, what makes somebody think that you're closer to God than I can be? But I have to make you think that in order for you to follow me. When following me, and again, if you... you know, when I say follow me, following a preacher, a minister, or following his doctrine, again, it is always based on the fact of you knowing you cannot get there by yourself. You have to believe that. If you believe that you can't get there by yourself, then you'll give that 10%. Then you'll be there 4 days a week at a prescribed date and time. Because, again, you've drunk in that Kool-Aid that makes you forget. I like the way you break it down, Brother Messenger, that you're already there.
Thank you, brother, because that's what I was just getting ready to say. We're trying to get somewhere that we already are at. And we're paying our money trying to get to heaven when heaven and hell is just a state of mind. Whenever you're feeling your worst, all you really have to do, and I'm not, and I don't mean technically physically, but when you're feeling your worst down and out, all you really have to do is change your mind and stop feeling like that. Now, I know some people say that sounds easier. That's easier said than done, but it really
isn't.
That is the power.
In some situations, it really is.
Yeah.
Well,
some people, yes, it is.
Well, once again, I understand that. But once again, if that person truly, truly, truly makes up in their mind, and once again, now I'm not taking every kind of different thing. I'm just saying as an overall view of it, there are a lot of situations that we allow ourselves to get into and we stay in it and we don't have to stay in it.
Right.
Because,
true.
The mind will play tricks on you, but you can overcome the mind. You are a three-part being, not just a one-part being.
Right.
Your mind, body, and soul and the body and the soul can get together and overrule the mind. But our problem is a lot of times we allow our mind to lead and guide us when we should be looking to the soul to lead and guide us. Because the soul is the part of God that is in us that is just waiting for us to be called upon. But we want to stick to our intelligence and not allow the spirit to give it to us. We want to stick mm-hmm. to what someone else has taught us instead of, truthfully, what we already know.
No. Mm-hmm.
And I'll say this again. There is nothing that we don't know. All we have to do is bring it back to our remembrance. Because of the fact of who we really are, all we have to do is bring it back because we are part of creation. As Tony Montana said in Scarface, we put this together. We did this because we are all part of the body.
Mm.
So I say that to us to say not to disrespect any religion, because if that's what brings you your joy because you don't know any better and you want to go to that, there's nothing wrong with that. But just know that that's not going to get you anywhere different than anything else, because no matter what you do, it's only one place you can return to. No matter where you go, no matter how many times you stay in church, no matter how many times you don't go to church, you can only end up one place, because the body is going to whence it came, and it came from the ground. This is why they have burial services and they put you back in the ground. But that does not stop the soul. The soul cannot die. And the soul is a part of you. And that's the part that lives on. And that's the part that's living now. But because we can't open up our blinded eyes, and I don't know if you guys know about it, but there's this thing called the third eye. When we start to open up the third eye, that's when we'll be able to see things more clearly.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
They got quiet. He said third eye. He said third eye.
A third eye is that all-seeing eye.
All-seeing eye.
You can't get anything past that third eye. You think you slick, but the third eye slows everything down.
That's right.
So that you can fully see it and understand it and be engulfed in it.
Mm-hmm. Buddhists are really big in that, and they do
so
that.
So that's not the same third eye my mother had when I was a little girl that she saw behind her head. That's not the same eye?
Same eye. Oh. a different example of it. It was it, and she throw that chunkle at you.
Thank you, my brother, for reminding me.
Okay, hey, but listen, this is Kenny Hodge, co-producer of Hodge & Hodge Podcast, and we're at that time where we're going to bring the show to an end. Listen, as always, we enjoy and appreciate all those who listen live or all those who download later, but because this is not a religious podcast, it's a podcast trying to remind you of your individual greatness. I want to say I'm going to put a voter registration call out again. In fact, it's something that I'm going to do on every podcast. I think we've got about seven of them. To remind people, you have to get out and vote. All I can say is we got to turn blue to red. And I make no bones about this. I'm not overjoyed about blue, but in this case, blue is better than red. Let's get this party, let's get this House and Congress back to Democrats so somebody can slow down our current president. And then if we don't do this in November, we're going to be in for a long couple of years. In fact, a good friend of mine, Brother Gillum, you heard that name before, Sister Sunshine?
Oh, yes, our future governor.
That's my man. So I want you to help us. Help us get out there and get people to vote to them polls, and let's vote Democratic for Brother Gillum so he can run Florida. He can be the governor of Florida. So I told his campaign staff that every podcast, I'm going to send a message out to everyone who listens and everyone who can put the word out that we need to get, if you're down in Florida, you need to get out and cast your vote for the Democratic candidate, future Governor Gillum. That's all I have for tonight. And I'd like to say again to everyone, I appreciate you joining the podcast, and have a wonderful evening, and let's get ready for an outstanding Friday.
Amen.
Amen.
Good
bless
evening.
You. Bless you.
Hi,
all.
Everyone.
And miss you, Sunshine. Mm-hmm. Glad to have you back here.
Miss you too, Brother Messenger.
All right.
Everybody,
all right.
Have a good one.
Good night.
Take care. Good night.
Good night.